You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to the day. Welcome to the day we call Thursday. Some people call it Thursday. We like to call it Friday Eve around here. It is Friday Eve. You are close to the weekend. Not quite there. But dang, we got a show for you, and Boomer's on the board. Hey, bud, how you doing?
Hey.
We're having to plug and unplug and hit buttons twice today.
Lots of buttons.
What the heck?
It does not want to, nothing wants to work today on my end.
You know what? Bunch of, like, lazy. Okay, anyway. All right. Anyway, we'll get through it. Hey, listen, we got a great show laid on for you. I don't mean like a little bit. I mean like wow. Wow. I mean, the show kept on building. As the day went on, I had people texting last night saying, hey, Phil, can I get on the show? Well, I guess we could squeeze you in. Anyway, look at this. So at 2:45 today, we're probably going to wind up getting a call from our friend Lee from Huntsville. And she's got some thoughts about what's going on with the debate last night. And then 3 p.m., you may recall he was on the show, 6-8 months ago. Buzz Patterson, retired U.S. Air Force officer, best-selling author. He wrote the book called Dereliction of Duty about the Clinton White House and the nuclear football. His wife actually works at the Reagan Library where they had the debate last night. I just texted him and said, hey, man, you want to come back on the show tomorrow? Yeah. So Buzz Patterson coming on at 3 o'clock. 3:30, we do that thing that I love. 3:30, we got Boomer and McQueen coming on. 4 o'clock, we got my friend John Rogers, who's now a senior pollster with Signal Analytics out of D.C., he'll be calling in at 4 o'clock. And then, daggum, at 4:30, John Wall, chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, calling in with more recent thoughts about things that are happening and what his thoughts were on the debate. So, wow, way cool. Looking forward to it. Got a full slate, and we're glad you're with us. So, there's the show. Oh, by the way, I've still got a triple dipper. Hit it, buddy.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So, yeah, right out the gate, number one, debate duds and dynamos. What did you see? I'm looking forward to hearing some of y'all's comments. Text them in if you want to, but debate duds and dynamos. Who won? Who lost? What were the high points? Were there any zingers? Anything worth remembering? Was the whole thing a waste of time? We'll talk about it. Debate duds and dynamos. Number two on the triple dipper, so there's this thing called Reagan's three-legged stool. A lot of folks don't know about it. Those who get involved in politics typically hear about it at some point. Reagan's three-legged stool. What are the platform issues that tend to make up conservative voters? What are they? Reagan's three-legged stool. Well, we're going to talk about that in detail. A little civics lesson for you in conservatism. That's number two on the triple dipper. And then number three, I'm just calling it take back our country. Take back our country. That's what this election is, by the way. Make no mistake about it. This election coming up in 2024, this is a big, big, hairy deal. This is take back our country. And if we don't get out the vote, if we don't get out there and do what we need to do, if we don't beat them at their own game, if we don't get our votes in, we got nobody to blame but ourselves. So, yeah, number three, take back our country. That's what the plan is. All right, let me jump over here to my comments, and I will gladly say that, as a reminder, Southern Immediate Care is a sponsor of the Daily Right Side Way monologue. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics all across North Alabama. They're in places like Gadsden, Anniston, multiple locations around the Birmingham area. Southern Immediate Care, open 7 days a week, great staff, great facilities, owned by our Right Side Ruffian, by the way. And we're proud to have them as the sponsor of the Daily Right Side Way monologue. All right, so before I start talking, let me just say this. This is going to be a very political show today. Going to talk a lot of politics. Going to talk about a lot of stuff relating to elections and that kind of thing. But that wasn't what I wanted to write about for my monologue. So literally, as I'm thinking through things last night, I just felt impressed to deal with the fact that I know for a fact, in an audience this size, some of y'all out there are feeling like life has been dumping on you. Sometimes life will just dump stuff on you. Sometimes it seems like life is ganging up on you, just dumping more and more and more. It's true. We've all had those times. Some of you are probably going through it like right now. Like life is just laying on the weight, and you find yourself thinking, I can only go just so far. Well, that's when we have to watch out for each other. We have to take a stand for each other. And it reminds me, by the way, of a friend of mine, a guy I only knew for a season, but who left an indelible impression on me that I've never forgotten. So let me tell you about him. So years ago, back in the late 80s, when I was a young lieutenant, I went to Fort Benning, Georgia to attend the Infantry Officer Basic Course. I mentioned it in another monologue recently that we had a number of foreign nationals training in our class, men who came from armies around the world to be trained in the ways of the U.S. Army Infantry. And several of them were from Africa, and several of them were absolutely worthless. But there was one guy who became my friend who was just as solid as a rock. He was a scrappy little 5'4" dude from Malawi, Africa named Bosco Masukwa. And that man could soldier. I mean, he couldn't have weighed 98 pounds soaking wet, but he never had a bad attitude about doing anything. There were no complaints. There was no attempts to get out of duty or pretend he didn't understand the expectations. He was there to learn the art of war at the finest infantry school in the world, and he wasn't wasting any time in the process. And what was kind of funny was, despite his small size, he had a really deep voice. He sounded just like the guy that used to sing that old song, "Don't Worry, Be Happy." When we were always in a down moment, somebody would yell, "Say it, Bosco!" And without fail, he would smile and say, "Fourth platoon, do not worry, be happy." But there was one day we were at the tail end of a major field exercise. The culminating event was a 17-mile road march to a live fire event after a days and days with little sleep. Guys were getting pretty ragged in the Georgia summer heat, and we started off at roughly 2100, that's 9 p.m. for you civilians, and we marched all night in full combat gear. Every squad member had their own individual packing list. Our rucksacks and ammo pouches, they were full enough, but then you had to disseminate the load of squad common equipment. So there was the massive PRC-77 radio that weighed almost 14 pounds. There was the extra batteries for the radio that weighed a couple of pounds each. There was the M60 machine gun that we called the Pig. It weighed 23 pounds. There was the tripod, the pendle, and the traversing and elevation mechanism for the M60. That weighed 16 more pounds. There was the extra belted 7.62mm ammo that weighed about 6 pounds for every 100 rounds. And the squad would carry anywhere from 600 to 1,000 rounds, but it was all spread out among the members. All told, the various members of a squad were sharing a load of equipment that totaled, somewhere between 85 and 100 pounds, but, like I said, it's all spread out among the members of the squad. So that night, we're somewhere around 01 in the morning, and I was the acting squad leader. So I was walking up and down the line at one point, checking on my men, making sure they were drinking water, making sure they had the equipment that I had assigned to them. And at one point, I noticed that Bosco was toting the Pig. I mean, it wasn't his turn to carry the M60. And I noticed also he had the tripod strapped to the top of his rucksack. And oh, by the way, I could see he had an extra belt of ammo hanging around his neck. And to top it all off, I could see the antenna for the radio poking out of his rucksack. That little 98-pound scrappy dude from Malawi was carrying almost all of the squad equipment. I mean, I would guess literally he was carrying more than his body weight at that point. "Bosco," I said, "what are you doing with all the equipment?" And in his awesome accent, he goes, "Smitty come to me," and he say, "Bosco, you carry the gun. I'm tired." I say, "Okay." And then Johnson come to me. He say, "Bosco, you carry radio." I say, "Okay." And this other one come to me. He say, "Bosco, you carry tripod." I said, "Okay." I mean, listen, what happened really was a bunch of dudes walking in the dark. Each one took advantage of another guy, dumped their gear on him. Never mind that they weren't the only ones who did it until nearly all the squads of common equipment was being carried by one man. That's a lot of weight, y'all. That's a lot of dumping on one person. So I called a halt, I did some butt chew, and I spread the gear out, and I got us back on the march. I lightened up Bosco's load. The other guys weren't happy about it, but what could they say? I mean, but man, Bosco, that man was a trooper. I found out later on he had completed a special road march back in Malawi where they had to march 100 miles. But that night, despite the fact that I admired his tenacity, the fact is he should have said no at some point. And the other guys, they forgot they were on a team. One man got dumped on, all the others went into every man for himself mode. It took some doing, but we got back into being a squad that operated more like a team, not like a bunch of individuals running around doing their own thing, thinking about themselves first. And I'll be honest, that sounds a lot like an analogy of what life can feel like sometimes. So first of all, you need to know this. You are not in it by yourself. People are not meant to do life by themselves. You don't have to figure it out all by yourself. We are social by design. You cannot let yourself get stuck in the mode that says, if I get dumped on, I just have to take it and take it and take it. So I don't know what issues you're dealing with personally. Maybe the weight you're toting around is very personal in nature. Maybe it's physical. Maybe it's mental or emotional. Maybe it's financial. That still doesn't mean you have to keep carrying it alone. Maybe you're concerned about what you see in the world around you. I mean, if you're looking at the world as seeing rising costs and lower wages, criminals getting their way and illegal immigration, you just need to know we all see it too. And those things are not indicative of every aspect of life. And I hate to say it, I'm a news junkie, and this is a news talk show, but if the weight of the world's problems is getting you keyed up, then maybe you ought to turn it off for a little while. And listen, here's the big thing. Check on each other. Don't let the opportunity pass you by to check on that person who comes to mind, because maybe they came to mind for a reason. Maybe your role is to be the one who greets the person that walks in the door alone, or maybe, just maybe, that random act of kindness is going to have more meaning than you could possibly imagine. This is why we're told in Hebrews 10, we need to encourage one another to love and good deeds and not forsake our assembling together, meaning that we should look for ways to lighten each other's loads, and we should make sure we're getting together. At a church, at a social club, for a cup of coffee, a knock on a neighbor's door, something. And I'll close with this. Our pastor at church told the story of one lady who was radically impacted by just a simple random act. See, our church gives out these little cards that simply say a little something extra to show you Jesus loves you. Nothing big. But one guy decided to pay for the meal of the lady behind him in the drive-thru. And he asked the girl at the window, just give the lady this card. It turns out she was carrying the weight of the world. She came to church the next weekend. She accepted Christ and began a new life. And she told the pastor she had actually gone to the drive-thru to get her last meal, and then she was going to go home to commit suicide. But somebody lightened her load. I'm telling you, folks, the government's not going to step in. It's not going to come because you didn't ask. Sometimes you're going to have to ask. But we got to be there for each other, too, when somebody does ask. And maybe we have to look around and see who needs us to ask them how they're doing. We have to watch for the load being toted around by others, the whole weight of the world. And occasionally, it may fall to us to just do what we can to help them lighten their load. I'm just encouraging you, be that person and recognize if you are the one who needs your load lightened, that you are not in this game by yourself. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. No, I just felt like I needed to be in that philosophical mode for a minute. I needed to get out there and say, look, there's a lot of crap in the world right now. There is. A lot. Ain't nobody gonna put on the smiley face and pretend that it's not. But what I'm saying is, we are not supposed to walk it by ourselves. And we are not supposed to ignore the fact that we have people around us who might need us to ask. There you have it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. And his name was Bosco Masuqua, and he was awesome. We'll be right back.